Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's show is brought to you by Social Joey, brand journalist, and the Franchise Expo Nashville. The big franchise show coming to Nashville March 20th and 21st at Music City Center. Thousands of entrepreneurs and future business owners from across the United States will attend Franchise Expo Nashville looking for franchise opportunities. If you're a franchisor, there's still room to exhibit and meet the most qualified prospects from Nashville and the surrounding areas. Check it out now at franchiseexponashville.com. All right, folks, as you can tell, we've got a little bit of noise happening here. We are actually live at IFA 2020 in Orlando. This is the 60th annual IFA convention. We're talking to some of our favorite franchisors and franchise industry suppliers. Today we're talking with Michelle Killebrew. She's the VP and head of marketing at PwC New Ventures. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. And sorry it's so loud, but you know how the franchise crowd is.
Absolutely.
And does it look like the bar opened over there? I think...
Indeed it did.
Yeah. So that would explain the big crowd coming around. Or maybe it's just us.
Of course.
Of course it's us. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I want to get into some marketing trends and some things that you're looking at right now. But I really want to learn a little bit more about your background and what brought you to PwC.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to be here. My background is in marketing broadly. I actually started in market research and have had the opportunity to work with startups, large organizations. One of the startups was actually acquired by IBM. I've worked in wealth management and regulated industries, as well as some really small startups where your marketing budget is essentially your wit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just cleverness versus that marketing budget.
Right. We've got all the great ideas. Now we just need to find some money, right?
Exactly. So when PwC recruited me into this role, I thought it was a real perfect blend of that enterprise marketing experience working in that large organization, as well as being very nimble, since our portfolio of companies within New Ventures they're just getting started. So
yeah,
it's a wonderful opportunity. And we're here today to represent FranSuite, which is one of many of our portfolio ventures that was custom made for the franchise audience.
So tell me a little bit more about FranSuite. What types of things are you doing? And even more important, what kind of problems are you solving with this program?
Absolutely. FranSuite is going to be a suite of solutions dedicated to the franchise space. We started in digital marketing to help our franchisees and franchisors grow their businesses. And one of the things that makes it particularly beneficial for this audience is it was custom made for the unique challenges of this hub and spoke business model.
So I like that a lot, because we see a lot of things that come rolling around franchising every couple of years. And I won't name any names, but let's say some certain CRM companies and maybe some marketing automation software that, they kind of take it off the shelf for the healthcare industry or the automotive industry or something like that, throw a franchising skin on it, and it really has nothing to do with, multi-unit locations, multiple owners, and people who are actually lots of small businesses. So I like the idea that you guys started from that approach.
Absolutely. We spent just really a number of hours really understanding the business challenges that are unique to the franchise business. We're not expecting people to come in with deep subject matter expertise, digital
yeah,
marketing expertise. We know that franchisees typically don't have that. They've got, they're wearing many hats across running their entire business, and that depth of knowledge that most of the digital marketing tools are built for is just it's too much. It's
yeah,
too complicated. It's too difficult to understand. And so it becomes daunting and untenable, really.
So the fact that PwC is diving headfirst into franchising, and I know you've got a lot of other new ventures, but specific to what we're talking about here in Orlando this week, the fact that you're diving that deep into it means somebody at PwC, and you've got some pretty smart people over there.
We do.
We've got some people over there that see a pretty bright future in franchising. Am I on the right track
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely.
Great. We can go back to franchising in a minute too, but I really want to pick your brain a little bit on what else you're seeing in digital marketing here in 2020. You've done a lot of consulting for a lot of different types of companies. You've done some great TED Talks that we've all seen.
Thank you.
If you were doing a TED Talk right now for this crowd, what would you be talking about for the year 2020?
Again, it's difficult, but it goes back to the basics. It's meet your customer where they are. And the channels and preferences of our customers are changing drastically, which is where I think digital marketing is really important. Especially as we see the shift away from, say, some of the younger demographics into their preferences with restaurants and, meeting them where they are. How do we engage a younger audience to come into the store? And so TikTok, Snapchat,
yeah.
Other social media channels, it's about really, tapping into those audiences. And I think that's difficult just generally.
If you have clients asking you about TikTok, for instance, what are you telling them right now?
Well, I think there's a lot to still be understand, right?
Yeah.
I mean, TikTok has just really recently opened their U.S. office. They're establishing a different presence. They are starting to monetize, but they haven't really gotten into that significantly. So it's a wonderful opportunity to figure out who are the influencers in your franchise's specific demographic and how can you work with them to reach an audience that you might not think about reaching.
Do you see any brands that are chasing the next hot thing, TikTok? 2 years ago it was Snapchat, and not really focusing their ad dollars where they can do the most good right now, with search and social?
Yes, I think so.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's always easy to chase the hottest trend, but you have to have the foundations. You have to have the basics. Where do people go when they want to go to seek information? Google.
Right.
So
right.
If your paid search isn't there, if your SEO isn't there, you're not going to show up, and that's the basic for where everybody goes.
So for a franchise brand, for like a VP of marketing or CMO that you might speak to
sure.
here at the IFA show, if somebody's like, listen, we have no idea what we're doing, we're trying to right the ship, I just took over this brand, we hear that a lot.
Yeah.
What's sort of your first thing, as far as new trends coming our way, what's sort of your first thing that you would say, this is something you need to watch right now, and then maybe there's some other things coming? And anything kind of pop up first when you're talking to customers?
Well, if you've just come on and you're kind of trying to diagnose the patient, right?
Yeah.
You start
yeah.
with the basics. Are my foundations solid? Do I have a good web presence? Am I communicating the right value proposition? Am
yeah.
I showing up in the basic channels like Google that people are going to find us? And then as you know that you've got that ship righted, how are you thinking about doing some experiments and reaching into net new audiences in a way that you can tap into some of the innovations without focusing unnecessarily and getting, focused on the edge cases before you've got your core, your foundation solid.
Okay. Let's talk about maybe some upcoming threats that marketers, especially digital marketers, might see coming up in 2020. Is there anything that you're warning your customers right now, this is something to stay away from, or this is something that, you need to take a pass on right now? Or is there anything that that could do more damage than good to a brand right now?
Not off the top of my head. I think it really does come down to the fundamentals. And I think also it comes down to understanding your audiences and your segments within those audiences in a way and meeting them where they are. So, when we're thinking about multi-generational marketing, for instance, you've got your kids on TikTok, you've
yeah.
got your older generations that are not going to be there,
yeah.
and customizing your ads based on your segments to make sure that your value and the medium is reaching the audience in their preference.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that. So, not only age group, but are you looking at, lifestyle issues and activity on social and things that they're into and things that they're following and sites they're going to? Like does that go into the mix with all of them? Or
it should.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think you start with the basics.
Yeah.
and you start to segment and get more specific as you gain that maturity. As you've got your foundation solid, you can then start to think through your personas, whether it be generational, whether it be, you know, what their preferences are, those lifestyle trends, et cetera.
Do you find brands that haven't yet developed a persona, or are most brands on board with that or on their way with that?
I think, like anything, there's a spectrum.
Yeah. There's the right? people who've been doing it for a few years now and the people who haven't quite gotten to that yet.
Right. Yeah. There's a name and a logo, but not an essence of who they are. Yeah. They're still trying to figure out who they want to be and to whom.
Yeah. Is there a sweet spot with personas? I've seen brands that have 4. I've seen brands that have 24.
Yes.
You know, is there a sweet spot where you tell people to kind of focus on these X number of most important?
Absolutely.
Oh, tell me about that.
Never develop more personas than you can support. It's very simple.
Love that.
So if you're going to stand up, say, social channels and try to engage with multiple audiences in your one-person show, you're not going to be able to sustain it.
Yeah.
And so you're going to create communications where you're not having an active dialogue, and you're going to actually disenfranchise the people that you're trying to meet. So if you are, you know, just getting started, start with who is your core audience. Then as you have more resources and your business is telling you that it makes sense to diversify and start to customize that message in the medium, then take that on. But never take on more than you can actively support.
That's great. And I think that goes back to, you know, what I was asking earlier about new platforms, TikTok. Everybody here wants to talk about TikTok. Can we just stop for a minute?
Yes.
But, you know, if you can't support going after 18 to 24-year-olds or something like that, and maybe they don't even make sense, stay away from it no matter how cool it looks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Any other trends before we wrap up? Any other trends or maybe some tips that you would give out to a CMO that you're talking to here in Orlando this week? Anything come to mind?
Not off the top of my head. Again, I think it's focus on the fundamentals. Figure out what your testing strategy is, how you can figure out new channels, new audiences, and start small. Mm-hmm. Don't over-engineer a complex acquisition strategy into a channel or that you've never, you know, engaged with before.
Yeah.
Start small, see how it works, cut your teeth on it, learn some lessons, and then scale over time.
Great. I like the starting small and staying away from, you know, let's dump our entire budget into the new thing.
Right. So,
don't do that, folks. We'll be right back with some contact information for PwC Fran Suite. First, we talk a lot on this podcast about using digital marketing for franchise lead generation. There's nobody who does that better than brand journalists. I've known these guys for about a decade now, and they've become one of the most experienced and successful franchise development marketing firms in the country. They've grown over 170 franchise brands and helped Fran DevPros recruit over 10,000 franchise owners. They do it with my favorite method, telling great stories on websites, on digital marketing. So if you need a little help with an emerging brand, or you want to breathe some life back into an older brand, or you just want to rise above the noise, get in touch with brand journalists. They'll give you a free audit of your website and of your digital franchise development marketing. Check them out right now at brandjournalists.com. That's brandjournalists with an S.com. Michelle Killebrew, thanks so much for joining me here on Social Geek. If they want to start a conversation with you online somewhere, maybe ask you some more questions, where can we send them?
Absolutely. We would love for you to come and visit our website at fransuite.pwc.com. That's FRANSUITE.pwc.com.
Awesome. And we'll have links to all of those places on socialgeekradio.com. And until then, thanks so much for joining me. And thanks to everyone out there for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.